back live on BBS Radio Online. Good evening to everyone. This is the Halloween day of 2018, October 31st. Thank you for being here. If you have questions, we have answers. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. You just heard somebody call in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say name and location.
Hi, guys. This is Terry from Dallas.
Terry from Dallas, welcome.
Thank you.
Terry. Happy Halloween.
Hi. Thank
All
you.
Right. Yes. And as we do on Wednesdays, if you have questions, you can submit those per email. And the email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you. And every day there's also the Whole Planet Healing Call, 7 p.m. Pacific, meaning that's right after this one-hour call. You start the conference call that can only be called in per phone, not on the internet. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And I also can give you right now the phone number, which is 712-770-4340. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening, Shirley. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Shirley. Hello.
Shirley.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Good evening. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Thank you.
Happy spooky day. What I call Halloween is a get diabetes day.
Yeah. Let me say still on the phone number for the Whole Planet Healing, the 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. 250-513-pound. Welcome to the next caller, please, and location.
Abby Bright from California.
Welcome to the call. Thank you for being here. And another caller, Janine, welcome. Please share your location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane, Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane. Good evening.
Thank you.
I'm Jane.
Hi.
And when... Oh, I went.
You must be in Sedona. Good evening, Wynn. Welcome.
When in Sedona.
And the lady from California, is it Debbie Bright?
Abby
Bright.
Abby. Oh, thank you. You've been with us before, Abby, right?
Oh, I've known Wynn before he knew you. Actually.
Okay.
And you were still in short pants, Heiss.
And I was wearing a hula skirt or a hula.
hoop skirt. Abby and I used to sing Up on the Roof together.
Oh, yeah?
You
Up
did.
On the
on
roof.
The... Right on the ocean in Venice, California.
Right.
And wasn't that the same roof that Jim Morrison used to be on?
I think so, but that kind of gossip I really am not sure about.
All right.
Other things I know about that building, which I could tell you sometime.
We had more people. Welcome to the phone. Let's call, please. Say name and location.
Chris
in Memphis. I picked up Chris.
Bonnie. California.
This is Bonnie.
Chris.
Hi, Bonnie. And anyone else that joined with Chris and Bonnie?
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Hello, Jeannie.
Yeah, hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask Roger if Austin does a lot of stuff for Halloween. Seems like they would.
Yeah, they play lots of games over here on Halloween.
Yeah, figured.
Adults more than kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a normal day. Like a normal day in Austin.
The adults out here are not very adult.
Sixth Street is awesome.
And I welcome everyone that is here listening in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here. As we are gathering, I think Terry is here yet. Is Terry here?
So
Terry
here
Brown? All right. Go to wholeplanethealing.com if you want to participate with a conference call that's going to happen right after this show, 7 p.m. Pacific, the daily Whole Planet Healing conference call, wholeplanethealing.com. That's where you can find the phone number for the conference call plus the access code. And I will give you two of these now if you are ready to write it down. It's 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. I see the Whole Planet Healing Call as a great and easy way to be, I think, very supportive toward for the highest good of all. I think it's a very beneficial way for the highest good of all. And it is a blessing to me to have the opportunity to participate with this. I try to pray in the morning and at night time, going to bed and coming out of bed, but lots of time I just forget and don't get to it. But the daily call is something to have as an alternative for prayer or in addition to prayer. It's a great way of doing it, combining our energies.
It really is, isn't it?
Yes. And then on the Mondays and Thursdays with the Whole Planet Healing, we have Jim McCarthy from the Law of One, LNL Research, who channeled with Carla Ruckert and Don, Professor Don Elkins, the raw material, the Law of One. And Jim McCarthy joins in the call to read an excerpt from either the raw material, the quo material, and also he has material from the Holy Spirit. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Welcome to the call, Debbie.
Hi. Hi. Ready?
Thanks. Hi, Debbie.
Being here. I'm going to call you Debbie Dolphin.
That's fine.
Right.
It could be worse, thank you.
Do you like to swim?
I started it, I think, 2 months.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we had a pool, so they put me in the pool.
Right. I welcome to the next caller. If you want to, feel free to say a name or location. but only if you want to, we welcome you.
Hello?
Hello, Win.
Yes. Terry, everyone, just a second. Let's start the call, okay? 610.
All right. In the phone line. Got the recording going?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is October 31st, 2018. Everybody everywhere, and this is the evening. We call in our sources, and you have the opportunity to ask questions. And if you're listening and you would like to submit a question, you submit it to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions at intelligent, not intelligence, but intelligent-infinity.com. And, you know, just as a precursor to all of this, we have been communicating with these guys. I'm calling them these guys. I don't mean to be disrespectful. What identifies itself as the Council of Elohim for probably 14 years now. And when they started talking to me, I was as skeptical as I could be. Could they really be who they say they are? I didn't know. And then I started researching the internet for the word Elohim. And, you know, I found that that word had been used as one of the names for God in the Old Testament. It was used for the Mormons. The Mormons used it as a name for God. And more esoteric people were talking about it as a angelic group at the beginning of creation that was actually responsible for the creation of the physical universe. And this communication started with two consecutive personal relationships that started communicating, and just a moment.
So we will be right back with you.
Yeah, I'm just here with Terry, and she's getting on her own phone. Do you have the number? Well, you don't know the number? No excuse, okay? Well, I'm about to. Okay, here. You should have been prepared yourself 10 minutes before the call. 10 minutes. No. Yeah, they were listening. As Terry said, are they listening to you? She'll be on in a second. And I made a general announcement, so.
And as I have the opportunity, for those who have joined in here lately at this show through BBS Radio, You might not be aware of the daily conference call that we do, Whole Planet Healing, getting together to our sort of like putting stuff into the love light. You can call it prayers or whatever, having positive intentions. You can call in. It's only per phone. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. Or make a note of the phone number is 712-770-4340 with the access code of 250-513-pound or go to healing.com. Welcome to the call if you want to. Your name and location. But only if you want to. And the other person, feel free to say a name and location. Or the next. Welcome. Oh, no, wait. We are muted, of course. Wait, we are muted. So,
good work.
Are you back yet?
I'm back.
All right. So I keep the phone lines muted. I think it's Anna and I think Dr. Art and someone else. Thank you for being here.
You know, I would like to say that just for clarity's sake, there's this idea of working on yourself, that not that you can be better than you are, but that you can be more expanded than you are, that a human is a soul in a body, and a soul has infinite possibilities, but a body has very limited possibilities. And there's a kind of trick to accessing your soul. And it's a subtle thing. It's not linear. It doesn't happen in a way that you can explain it. How can I say it? Explain it in a rational fashion. Like, let's go to school and connect with our soul. No, you can't teach it that way. But it does have to do with a very high intent on your part to make a shift and to make connections. And to expand, and how that feels. And there are lots of people who have been experiencing that by coming into our calls and asking questions is a good way to start. And Gary, are you here yet?
No, she's not here yet.
Hang on just a moment. Is that you, Terry?
It's not, no.
Oh.
It's a giggle, but we can't hear the giggle because the giggle is muted. Then I'll turn off the things, okay? All right. Yes, Prudy, Dr. Art is here. So thank you all for being here. Halloween 2018. You can submit a question or email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com, and Vin will go over the questions during the show and pick the most applicable to all questions to ask to the intelligences on the other side of the veil, the Ra group and Elohim group, who combine through the translation agency Ra'an. I know the Elohim group. I'm not certain about the Ra group, if they also think in mathematics. The Elohim group does. And every Sunday morning, we have the, I call it still the Great Healing Call, a two-hour show, 2 hours, from 10 a.m. till noon Pacific. Where in the first hour we have usually a live channeling to Terry. Those episodes have been very interesting, particularly over the last year or so, as we did not used to have channelings in the first hour. And in the second hour we do some personal healing. We go over the healing list for those who put stuff on the forum. And I'm looking for the email. If you have a desire for anything to be put onto the healing list, go to www.inthelight.intelligent-infinity.com. inthelight.intelligent-infinity.com. I believe that Terry is here with us. Good evening, Terry.
Finally. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Every time I dialed, they said it was the wrong number.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you. I have to go in through the back door because my service won't let me on.
Right. Now, Wynn, are you muted? Because we cannot hear you, in case you are speaking.
I'm here, okay? All right, everybody, let's get started. And thank you, Terry, for being here. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light, be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you this Wednesday. We take a look and we connect directly to those who wish to be connected to. We don't go through the telephone line or through the computer. We go directly to you. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it, as it is not meant for you at this time. Do you have questions?
First question here's from Suzanne in Columbus, Ohio. I've been monitoring my emotions lately in relation to my vibration. As I understand it, your emotions are a strong indicator of where you are vibrationally. I'm not sure that's true. Our sources should comment on that.
You do change your vibrations as you move up and down the tone scale. When you are angry, you are emitting a different vibration. Although your basic personal soul vibration is the same, it moves within a range on top of your personal white body vibration. So if you are at the tone level of anger, you will have a heavier overlay of vibration of anger. If you are in the cheerful zone, you will have a lighter vibration overlay to your soul vibration.
Okay, so continuing here, when a negative thought comes into my mind, I catch myself and think of something positive. In that way, I'm hoping that I am setting myself up for a higher rather than a lower vibration. Is this something that is useful to practice? How am I doing so far?
Yes, it is. If you put out if you suppress the other thought in order to overlay it with another higher vibration thought, you may not have the full range of thoughts that come in from observing the lower level thought and just observing it and letting it pass on by. If you try to suppress it, it may stick. When you have one vector going in one direction and another vector going in another direction, then things can lock up. So if you can just let it pass on by and fade out, then it will eventually, you might get it again, but eventually, and you may learn more about it, and it may come from a past life, or it may be triggered by something in your present that reminds you of something in your past, even in this life. And the source of it, if you are able to get to the bottom line of it, the source of it, then it should go away and then not return, and you won't have to cover it up to deal with it. But observe yourself when you do put a positive thought on top of it, if it persists or if you are able to make that happen. Thank you.
You know, another thing is to move your body into a situation outside of where you are when you're going through that negative vibration. And, I mean, I do this. That's what works for me, where I just move myself to go to a coffee shop, go to a public place, and step out of the energy that is stagnating or stagnating me. And it's like, for me, it magically shifts. It may not work for someone else, but...
if you change your location, it very well might shift as your whole focus changes as you move location. And then that's what might have something to do with the location that you are at.
Right, right. Okay, now Judy in California asks if there's a mantra, phrase, or suggestion on how to quiet your worldly mind and go to your inner being and connect with the higher-ups quickly or more powerfully. You know, just my comment is that you can use a mantra, but the mantra may not work. It depends on your intention. You can... you have to look at what quiets your mind. Does your mind get quiet when you listen to our calls? If so, you could play a callback to connect. And if you can do a mantra and connect, then do it. Where is the mantra coming from? That's my thought. Now let me turn it over to our sources, see what they say.
Thank you. The mind chatter that comes to one's mind may not be under their own control because it isn't them. It isn't their higher self. It may be some of their middle self. And so it is hard to control if it isn't yourself.
Could it be an entity?
It could be an attachment. An attachment. It could be some of the makeup of the mind of the middle self. You see, your body is made up of a lot of different life forms in a team working together, the thyroid, the glands, the molecules, like the brain, the heart, the different areas of the body are working together. And if to get out of sync, then you can get them talking to you. So don't be dismayed by it. Doing a mantra probably won't, it might drown it out, but it won't solve it for good. But you can experiment and see what you can come up with different mantras. But it may not work.
Okay. If I might ask, if there's a subset of her that is doing the chattering, how can she work with that?
Well, treat it like somebody talking to you and be nice to it. And sometimes, like if an entity is attached and has spoken away and is talking, then it can be dismissed and it can be understood and it could go off on its own. And then there would be no more mind chatter from that source.
Thank you. Next question is from Isis in Seattle. What do the Elohim work on focus in the love connection and feminine areas It is my understanding these are departments of that dimension. I think she means the Elohim dimension. If I am not correct, I would very much love to remember what kind of work I focused on when I once lived there. And you might comment if she did live there, in fact. I would appreciate if you can share that with me. In other words, Isis is saying she feels she came in from a higher dimension to be in this realm, and she's asking what kind of work she did when she lived there, and how do the Elohim focus love, connection, and feminine areas?
Thank you. Feminine areas are of a lower dimension, where the sexes change into the male and the female. However, we are more of the female nature because we are nurturing and caring, although we do not have a gender. We do not have a feminine gender or a male gender. We don't have a gender. We are, it is, the genders are divided as you move into the lower dimensions. So that is a lower, like, memory of an... Like, we do have divisions that do put body types together, and that would... The Elohim section that you are speaking to right now is of a higher dimension, and we do not have genders here. But in the manufacture of focusing mechanisms, there is some allowance for male and female. And it is a lower aspect of us that is manufacturing focusing mechanisms.
Thank you. And I think there's other question here. I'm going to rephrase her question so it makes more sense, okay? Or more, no assumption in the question. Did Isis come in from a higher dimension before she had a body? And
yes.
What can you share with her about the dimension she came in from?
You were working with the geometries and the dimensions in the higher dimension, and we're working with focusing mechanisms and making them available to spirits. So you did come in from a higher dimension. It was an aspect of the Elohim.
What was the last thing you said? It was from the Elohim dimension?
It was an aspect of the Elohim.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I think that answers it. And I think that's what she suspected.
Yes, her suspicions are true.
Yes. Next question is from Terry in Dallas, who's a regular on our call. She says, what are my biggest obstacles? What's my biggest obstacle, and how can I overcome it?
We are tuning in to Terry in Dallas. We see that it has to do with family and the coordination of family members. And the area of children. And frustration with how to handle the working, the interfacing with children, and the and your own will, your own desire, and allowing free will, but wishing to train them to be the best they can be. Please let us know if this does not resonate with you. Thank you.
Thank you. A question from Nick in Perth, Australia. And last week he asked about a problem he's been having and was told it was a low-level entity that's causing it. Please, is there any guidance on what I can do to remove it, or guidance on what I can do moving forward to reclaim my life and be free of the nightmare? Thank you, Nick.
Thank you. Things have been a little more difficult in Perth. There has been negativity in the air itself. Give us a moment. One of the things is to not fight it, because when you fight it, it strengthens it and makes it resist stronger. To let the thoughts pass, just observe them and let them pass. And if they get too bad, to go to like a coffee shop or some environment that is more cheerful. But if it happens at night, to just let it pass and observe it and send it love and dismiss it. We do a little bit of work on it ourselves. We are speaking slowly as we are in your space working with this. When you fight it, it gets more determined and stronger. We ask for it to leave and get a breath of fresh air on its own. We take a minute to set that in. And you can give us feedback next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you think working with bread could help, Nick?
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Nick, if you want to check out this website, heavenlyclearings.com. That's Fred Brooks, he's come to our calls and helped a lot of people clear energy in their space, okay? And he works, I mean, he really likes to help people. And, you know, oftentimes he'll help you and you just send him a donation. But his fixed price for doing that is $150, I believe, $147. And I got so many emails from people whose space got clear after they called on him, Fred. And he doesn't even have to do it talking to you, although he will. He does it, he tunes into your space and clears out stuff. Now, I don't know if about how he would clear out a entity that's attached to you. But go to his website and check it out and see if it resonates. HeavenlyClearings.com. HeavenlyClearings.com. And we have here a question from John Delek. Hi, John, if you're listening tonight. He's in Melbourne, Australia. And what did he do in a past life to get this life?
He wanted to come back to experience the ability to be a success, to do better than you did in your last life, to we are tuning in to be successful in a profession that you liked and you wish to continue, to also see the people that you left behind in your last life, to find them and to re-experience the joy of being with them. Those are two things that you wished to re-experience and continue. Thank you.
So, I'll add a question on it, if you want to answer. Are the people in his current life people that came from his past life or other lifetimes?
Some of them are. There is one major person. Some of the people you wish to find, like your father and mother of the last life, you still have to need, but one significant person is in your life, this life. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course, now he's going to be asking, well, who are they and what did I do? Well, go ahead.
Think about it and think about who is familiar, who is comfortable. Thank you.
Okay. Here's a question from Mariah in Dallas, Texas, and Mariah has been coming to the calls, our whole planet healing calls, and I would like to ask the Ra Elohim what the role of plant medicines are. Do they help us lift the veil or understand who and where we come from? There has been so much research in the field of medicinal plants. I'm curious to know if they see plant medicines as a tool for healing and communication with Source.
That is, it is interesting, yes. They are a tool for healing. There have been given medicine plants for all conditions. And the drug companies tend to isolate some of the components from the plants and then make drugs for a sale. They help heal the body, and as the body is healed, it can be more in harmony with its surroundings and more available to pick up the resonance of Source.
Thank you. I would think that plant medicines, in addition to having a chemical type effect on different parts of the body, just because plants are chemicals, also have vibrational impact on different parts of the body.
It is mainly vibrational at the base of it.
It is. Okay. And do different plants vibrationally affect different organs just by their vibration?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. It's 6:54. And, Edna, I know you asked a question, and I don't know if you ever read this book, but let me just drop this book on you. She asked about mystery schools.
Yes, we have talked about mystery schools before.
The best book I have read about mystery schools, and there may be others, I don't know if our sources have read them or can find them, but the one that I can recommend is a book called Initiation by, I forget her name, Elizabeth Hatch, maybe? I don't know. That's not it. I have the book, so I'll look it up. It's called Initiation, and in that book, it talks about this woman's memories of being in a mystery school, and her teacher was Ptah, which is one of the entities that spoke through Daphne. And I had read that book long before I ever started doing this work, and I was very much, entranced with it. So that is the answer. Now, there were two questions I didn't answer tonight, and we're out of time. And one of them was from Don Herman, okay? And that was a good question, Don. Don, please ask it again next week, okay? Another was from David Wilkes, second time to ask it. And he's talking about the lights, again, he gave more detail about them. David, ask it again. I promise to ask it, okay? And let's see. And Edna's question, I just answered quickly, at least for myself. And I think we covered everything except those two questions. And at 6:57, I'm going to let our sources give any of their final comments. And remember, when they answer, not to blindly give your power away to their answers. Okay? And you make it, see if it works for you, if it resonates. On some level, you need to be able to apply the information and try applying it and see what happens. Okay? And let me turn it over for final comments.
Thank you.
To our sources. Yeah.
Thank you. We wish there was more time. We look forward to our next session. Thank you.
And wishing everybody a happy Halloween. Whole Planet Healing is 712-770-4340, pin 250513.
All callers are unmuted.
Or you can go to wholeplanethealing.com and get it.
Thank you, Wynn.
And thank you all for being here tonight. And
see you later.
See ya.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Talk of shame.
Goodbye.